or if the music is just coming out of the speaker on my phone and that's all it picks up. But I've tried to start the stream from my phone while my phone was playing music through my car speakers, and all hell's broken loose. I left my iPad at the house. I forgot to bring. I had to change cars because my car was getting worked on after it fucking broke. And then in the rush out of the house this morning, I did not grab my iPad, so. So I'm out here now. I have no idea if you can even hear me. I don't even know. Okay. Broke. Yes. Okay. You can hear. All right. Do you hear music at all? Does it play? Does the music sound really loud and good? Like it's just directly streaming from the phone out to the stream? Voice is much louder than music. Okay. So then the microphone on the phone is picking up the speaker on the phone, which is playing the music, and that's just a waste of time. I would have thought they would have put something in that would let you, like, just stream music from your phone out, like, directly. Rent a car. No, I'm back in my car. Yesterday, I was borrowing a car while mine was getting worked on. But it's all fixed. 3 new tires. Some flat spots on the rims. But I can't feel any vibration out of it. So it's okay. That's better than having to buy new rims. And also, you know, a front end alignment, of course. Yeah, potholes are terrible. These potholes were like, I don't know, 7 inches deep or something like that, and there was just a road full of them, so these fucking low-profile tires on this fucking thing never stood a chance. The sidewalls just immediately fucking crumpled. It was just like, oh, these are done. I was looking at it because I hit all these potholes and then was like, well, that's probably real bad. And then, you know, the light on the dashboard that says, hey, tire pressure, I don't know, maybe something's going on, came on. I was like, oh, right, yeah, I probably just fucking destroyed at least one tire and potentially some rims. But yeah, rims came out okay, generally. I mean, they're not great. Or I mean, whatever. They're fine. They're, like I said, there's a small flat spot in them. But video players, bro. This is so not the fucking place to like give support feedback about the site. Like, you need to go to the bug reporting forum and post about it. Because I'm literally driving a fucking car right now. also, I feel like just yesterday I saw someone saying they were watching stuff from, like, a PS4 and some other stuff. Yeah, I don't know. That is the first I've heard of it. If there's a problem. So, I don't know what to tell you. Go report it. They're going to be reskinning the player pretty soon. To just kind of make the controls a little better, make it look a little nicer. Like, you know, the tech rolled out and it's like, okay, this is good, but it could look better. So yeah, it's getting a design pass. Shattered a rim and destroyed a tire in a construction zone. Like, it's like, at what point is like the city or whatever liable for that, you know? Is Waze liable for directing me to a road with all those potholes on it? Like, probably not. The fucked up thing is I actually went and tried to go mark that road as having potholes, but because I was not on that road currently, it wouldn't let me. Like, oh, well, fine, Waze. I guess more people get to fall into that fucking trap. Thanks. Yeah, I'm sure, like, whatever license for Waze probably just says, yo, fucking, we might direct you to bad roads, I don't know, computers are hard. My city is known for its potholes. For years and years, it's been a problem around town. You know, especially after hard rain and stuff like that, just disintegrates some of those fucking roads. Your car came with a can of foam. Yeah. I kind of don't want to, like, I feel like one of the things I value in a car is a full-size spare. Not that I used my spare in this situation. I mean, whatever, I had two flats, so whatever. I definitely wasn't going to go nowhere anyway. But, yes, also, yeah, I mean, don't fucking rot the insides of your tires out with fucking tire foam. I mean, if you want to just fucking end up buying a new tire or a new used tire or something, then, yeah, that foam might get you another fucking 10 miles or something, I don't know, but it's so not.
that were up, but only 6 cents today. Priced at 82.82. The loin market down almost 2.
Bye bye, baby. Don't forget to run it. Guess I'm missing you real bad.
Fly. My mind's telling me no, but my body
It, but I feel like there's just a distinct lack of electronic music designed to be listened to while people are getting punched in the face. You know? Like everything, you know, it got all fucking poppy and fucking soft. Like all this fucking shit. Listen to this. Like this might as well just be on the fucking like hit station or whatever. Like who fucking cares?
A coin that I kept in my pocket. Didn't care, didn't mind when I finally found my way. Waking up in a world where my soul is ready. Words couldn't hurt no more. Cause you don't find out, you don't find out.
I guess it is fucking 9 a.m. So maybe that's just how it goes. But. What the fuck is this shit? I want something that sounds like a broken computer playing music that incites people to fight. Like a computer that clearly has something wrong with it is just emitting fucking bad noises. Like, oh, this thing's, oh, we probably need to fucking update the firmware. I don't know what we need to do. This computer's fucked up. But not in dust. No, I don't want, like, fucking metal machinery clanging together. I don't want, like, fucking rhythmic metal workshop. I want some shit that sounds like you could fucking either be like trapped in a death fight at the whim of a fucking rogue computer, or some shit that you might listen to while you are hacking or perhaps transmitting your brain inside a computer.
I don't want it. Facebook.
Follow us at facebook.com/SXM Electro.
Anything works, sir.
old school flavored song. It's called To the Base by Thrill Vibes, and this is Simone Gajano and Mad Will.
Sounds like a Crewball cartridge into a Genesis, and then as it started playing, they just started smashing the console with a bat.
Thank you.
sucks. What is this? Ugh, God. Sometimes I wish I was better equipped with the language to, like, pick electronic music apart. Like, the subgenres. And be able to, you know, like, really dissect what it is I fucking hate about this. Sometimes hard to articulate when, like, what it is I do like about some of this shit. Okay. extended, kind of a... Of course, now we're in the tunnel, so... Some quiet time to reflect on the music we've heard. This is my tunnel edit. Maybe I should just load up Pandora and start liking and disliking things until it can... See, it should get to the end of it and go like, okay, we think you like this subgenre. Like, put it into words. I would consider signing up for Spotify, at least for a little while, to do something dumb like that, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I have Apple Music, so it's not like I've never been big on Spotify because it just never... So it was like I was, you know, creating playlists on Spotify that had songs that I already had, you know, MP3s of, but it was just, yeah, just, I don't know, that stuff always seemed really half-assed. I guess I have Google Music right now, too, don't I? I signed up for that when they were doing, like, a 3-month trial. I wonder if my trial has ended yet. I should check, see if I've been charged. I might keep that, I don't know, I got YouTube. You know, get YouTube Red out of it, which seems okay. But the Google Music stuff doesn't integrate with my existing library particularly well either. Bye. Yeah, I guess the Spotify PlayStation stuff seems like a neat idea. I don't know. Lobby of a hotel that is trying very desperately to tell you how fucking cool they are, even though it really just means that their rooms are fucking way too small for the average person. Look at our fancy boutique hotel. It's so cool down here. Or yeah, this is, you know, some straight up contempo casual type shit. Express 2. Is this just a fucking dance fucking cover of the Million Dollar Man theme song?
Now entering the House of Gorgeous. We are here live from Times Square, New York at Sirius XM radio station, taking some phone calls from some fans. Also remember, go check out houseofgorgeoustour.com. Make sure you go get your tickets now. Check out all the dates. Phase 2 is announced. Go get your tickets now. houseofgorgeoustour.com. See you guys on the road.
For as fucking amped up as the intro to this show was, to fucking go into this right out of the gate. It's kind of a letdown. This fucking smooth ass shit.
Snapchat me right now at Gorgeous Music.
It's all right. Don't back. Just give it a try.
I could get my hair shampooed and conditioned to this. Yeah, this is basically country music. You're not too far off.
I can. That's the curb. Okay. Fucking assholes. Yeah, you just wave me on like I can fucking fit through there. Super tight, fucking narrow squeeze, like diagonal squeeze between the back of a fucking flatbed truck and another fucking truck. And the guy up ahead is just like fucking waving me on, like, go, go! I'm like, fucking asshole. Shit.
Alright. I'm here. I'll see you later.